Welcome to Elderberry Tales. Grab a seed and a digging stick. It's time for a story. Today's story is Jadhav and the Tree Place by Vinayak Varma. Jadhav is a tree planter. He loves tree places because they are full of life. No tree places make him terribly sad because they are full of dead things. Years ago, Jadhav was walking along the banks of the great Brahmaputra River when he arrived at a big, empty, no-tree place. It was dry and hot. The sand was powdery and striped. Striped sand? How odd. Jadhav went closer to take a better look. Oh, but they weren't stripes at all. The ground was covered in snakes. Last night's floods must have washed them ashore, Jadhav thought. These snakes weren't slinking and slithering and swaying about like regular healthy snakes. When Jadhav walked among them, they didn't hiss or run away or try to bite him. They just lay about like old ropes, tired and still. Poor snakes. They're dying from the heat. If only they had some shade to lie in. If only this no-tree place had some trees in it. Jadhav couldn't bear to watch the snakes die. It made him so terribly sad that he sat down and began to cry. But he quickly came to his senses. No more crying. From now on, only trying. He jumped up, ran back to the village, and began collecting all the bamboo shoots he could carry in his bag. Regular plants won't grow in the hot sand, but bamboo will. Bamboo is strong. Jadhav brought the shoots to the no-tree place and started planting them everywhere. It was hard, hot work, and it took years. The river grew thin one summer and flooded the next, sometimes bringing more sand and sometimes taking it away. Heavy rains came and went, but Jadhav kept on planting. In time, the bamboo took root and began to grow. As it grew, it brought shade, and the shade brought insects. The insects burrowed into the ground, and the earth below the bamboo trees began to change. The dry and white became rich and brown, and the dead sand became living soil. Jadhav was no longer sad, but he wasn't happy either. He looked around his bamboo grove and thought, "A few trees place is nice, I know, but how wonderful it would be if this were a many trees place." The idea thrilled him. So Jadhav went back to his village and began collecting many more seeds and saplings. He filled 3 big bags with Arjun and Ajar and Gulmohar and Koroi and Moj and Himulu. "Now that our few trees place has lovely brown soil, we can plant all these and more." Jadhav brought his new saplings and seeds to the few trees place and planted them all around. It was hard work. His back hurt, and it took many years. The orange and blue skies turned purple and pink, and villages became towns. The wind grew laden with dust, and the river became gray. But Jadhav's insect friends helped to till the soil, and his tall bamboos gave him shade and cooled the air, and Jadhav kept on planting. Soon his Arjun, Ajar, and Gulmohar, his Koroi, Moj, and Himulu, and all his many other plants dug in, took root, and started growing. As they grew, they spread new seeds, and the new seeds in turn took root. Shoots became trunks, trunks grew branches, and the branches reached for the sky. The few trees place that was once a no-tree place now became a wonderful, green, many trees place. But what's a many trees place without many tree creatures? When one came, the others followed. First came the birds. They flocked and flew in from near and far to make their nests in Jadhav's tree place. There were vultures and pelicans and storks and ducks and warblers and thrushes and wagtails and chats. Next came the animals. They skipped and swung and sauntered in to make their homes in the many trees place. There were buffaloes and deer and rabbits and gibbons and elephants and tigers and rhinos. Finally, there came the snakes. They slithered and swayed and sashayed in to cool themselves in the shade of Jadhav's trees. When Jadhav saw the snakes, he sat down and cried happy tears. He was so happy that he wasn't even afraid of getting bitten. Jadhav's tree place had filled with feathers and beaks and wings, with claws and tails and fangs. There were spots and splashes, stripes and flashes, and green, green everywhere. The tree place was a forest at last, and Jadhav was a happy man. Then Jadhav had another thought. Many trees in one place is good, I know. But how wonderful it'd be if there were many trees in every place. So he grabbed his bags of seeds and started walking across the world. And as he walked, Jadhav started planting the seeds in all the no-tree places he saw. And he planted and planted and planted. But there are so many no-tree places in the world. There are more no-tree places than tree places now. This is terribly sad. But Jadhav does not sit down and cry this time. Jadhav plants and plants and plants some more. It's going to be hard work bringing all the old forests back. The seas have begun rising and the winds grow cold. Towns have become cities and Jadhav is growing old. But he keeps on planting and planting and planting. Jadhav will keep on planting until the whole world is a happy, lovely, lots of trees place. This story is a true story about a real person named Jadhav Mulai Payeng. Jadhav saw something that he knew wasn't good, and he spent his whole life working to make it better. There is a special holiday this week where I live and in many places around the world, and it's called Arbor Day. On Arbor Day, we celebrate the trees. The trees that grow food, the trees that give shade, the trees that house animals, the trees that cool us down, and trees for climbing. One way to say thank you for all the trees in our lives is to help plant new trees. Is there a place near where you live that could use a few more trees? Many towns and cities organize tree planting parties. You can look for one near you at CelebrateArborDay.com. Have you ever seen something where you live that you thought could be better if only someone could work to make it better? Jadav planted trees to help the snakes and all the creatures who love the forest. What can you do to make your neighborhood just a little bit better? I know you'll come up with a great idea. Thank you to Vinayak Varma and to the Storyweaver Project of Pradham Books for making this story available on a Creative Commons license. And thanks to you for listening to Elderberry Tales. See you next time. If you like Elderberry Tales, share us with your friends. That's the best way to help us grow.